Wait in the water.
Wait in the water, children.
Wait, oh, wait in the water. You know my God's going to trouble the water. Why don't
From National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution, I'm Bernice Johnson Regan, and this is Wade in the Water. William Herbert Brewster, the eloquent poet of gospel. Reverend William Herbert Brewster through the songs he wrote. I heard Clara Ward and the Ward Singers of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania sing Surely God is Able. And I heard Mahalia Jackson sing Move On Up a Little Higher. Surely God is Able and Move On Up a Little Higher were the first gospel recordings to sell over a million copies. They were a part of the 50s sounds I grew up with. In the beginning, I did not know the name of the composer. He was not acknowledged on these recordings by the artist or the record companies. I started to see his name on gospel sheet music we bought for our local choir. Reverend William Herbert Brewster from Memphis, Tennessee, one of the giants among pioneering gospel composers. During the first 50 years of gospel, there was not a greater poet, yet he was not by profession a songwriter. He did not make his living as a composer. Reverend William Herbert Brewster is important to our understanding of 20th century African America because he was a transitional Renaissance figure. He was many things at the same time: Baptist minister, an intellectual, a cultural innovator, a playwright. He saw the church as theater and was a pioneer in the gospel drama, creating songs for his sacred plays. He blended the Western formal stage tradition with the culture of the African-American pulpit. We know him best for his songs, songs with new compositional innovations and unparalleled lyrics that set new standards for gospel songwriting.
William Herbert Brewster has been called the eloquent poet of gospel.
Gospel music analyst Horace Clarence Boyer.
Brewster would turn to the Bible and use the language of the Bible in his text, so much so that I like to think of him as the gospel music composer who taught us the Bible.
A gospel song, what is it anyhow? What is it? You can't tell all that it is. A gospel song has in it what prayer has.
Yes, sir.
It has adoration.
Yes,
sir. It has supplication. It has every phase of Christian life. It deals with every problem that can arise in a human being's life. A gospel song. The next thing about gospel, that word gospel means dynamite. That's what Paul talked about. Whether it's in song or whether it's in story, the word dynamite is right there. It means it is subject to explode.
I have never read perfection, but God knows I tried. Sometimes I lose connection. Lord, I tried. Sometimes I've been right, children.
Sometimes I've been wrong.
Sometimes I've been wrong.
Sometimes I've been wrong.
Hoping someday.
I Tried by the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, a composition of William Herbert Brewster that he called his motto for his life. In my work at the Smithsonian, I had the opportunity to visit Reverend Brewster within his church community. William Herbert Brewster was born around 1897 in Tennessee. His grandparents on both sides had been slaves, and both of his grandfathers were Baptist ministers. Growing up in a religious family, he told the story about how he was baptized 1 week and received the call to preach the next. He was ordained at the age of 16, and at that time he was given 2 books, the Bible and a hymn book, and he always kept them together. As a result, Brewster's compositions were based on scriptures. His largest work was a 30-minute composition called The Book of the Seven Seals, which was based on the last book in the Bible, Revelations. In Memphis, there was a quartet that only sang Brewster songs. They called themselves the Brewster Heirs, and they recorded the first movement of the Book of the Seven Seals.
Sent by Jesus Christ to every nation.
Oh, yes.
Among the deep things that the letter revealed.
Oh, yes.
The wonderful book of the seven seals.
Oh, the wonderful book
of the seven seals.
Oh, the wonderful book
of the seven seals.
Oh, the wonderful book
of the seven seals.
Oh, the wonderful
book of the seven seals.
John saw a strong angel crying with a loud voice. For someone to become the choice,
oh, yes.
To leave the mighty armor without an earthly sword or shield.
Oh, yes.
I opened that book of the seven seals.
And all the angels cried, who
is worthy to go?
All the angels cried, who
is worthy to go?
All the angels cried, who
is worthy to go?
Lord, and
open that book of the seven seals.
You know the angels flew to heaven on a sight. He flew down to earth,
oh, yes.
When no one worthy on earth could be found.
Oh, yes.
The angel kept searching even under the ground.
Still crying, who
is worthy to go?
Still crying, who
is worthy to go?
Still crying, who
is worthy to go?
Lord, and
open that book on the seven seals.
You know John stopped weeping, cause no one could be found.
Oh, yes.
One arrow told John to stop and look all around.
Oh, yes.
The Lamb of Judah, the offspring of David,
oh, yes.
Agreed to loosen the book, and he's the man that made
won't
it.
Won't you worry?
He'll open that book.
Won't you worry?
He'll open that book.
Won't you worry?
He'll open that book.
Lord, he'll
open that
book.
Read the story in the book of Revelations, a message sent from Jesus for every nation. Among the few things that the letter revealed, the wonderful book of the seven seals. Brewster composed this song in seven movements, and you've just listened to the first, and the text is lifted from the book of Revelations, the wonderful book of the seven seals. Who is worthy to go?
He said that a gospel song is nothing but a sermon set to music.
Anna Lois Brooks, church secretary for William Herbert Brewster and minister of music for East Trigg Baptist Church in Memphis.
Most times he would tell me I have a tune that keeps playing on my mind, Brooksley, and I'm going to write. I'm going to finish that song. And I want you to go out there and help me to work the tune out. And he would do the lyrics from the tune that he would have in mind. I would have to play what he would be singing. And I would try to slip in a few contemporary chords. And he would tell me, Brooksa Lee, that's not what that doesn't go there. And he was a wonderful singer. And it would be easy for me to catch what he was doing. I had worked with him so long. But he was the hardest person. You could not fool him. You couldn't fool him at all. You couldn't add not one note. Now, if he liked, you know, you could get it in there. But he let you know that you were slipping it in. Go on, put that note in there, you're slipping in there, you know, that's all right. Or that chord, go on, slip that chord in there. That's all, I accept it.
I went to Memphis to look for the man, William Herbert Brewster, who had written so many songs that were staples in gospel music. On a Monday night during the summer of 1983, I sat in East Trigg Baptist Church, waiting for the service to begin. The first song was Brewster's composition, How I Got Over, here performed by the Richard Allen Singers, directed by Evelyn Simpson Carrington.
How I got
night in 1983, the processional arrangement of this song was being sung in the back of the church. As the singers made their way down the aisle, they were not dressed in choir robes, but as working people. There were children and teenagers, men and women of all ages, about 20 who assembled up front. And over the next hour and a half, I witnessed the journey from slavery to freedom, threaded by a sparse, moving narrative by Reverend Brewster himself. Songs and singing carried the load of the story. Brewster had studied Shakespeare and the Greek chorus, and he blended what he had learned in Western literature with what he had learned growing up in a culture of powerful African-American church services. The community people in Memphis who saw and participated in Brewster's plays talked about the excitement brought into their lives. They said everybody would leave buzzing about the new songs that came right out of his scripts. One of his gospel dramas, The Garden of Prayer, had in the score a new composition, How Far Am I From Canaan? It was recorded and became a gospel hit for the quartet, The Soul Stirrers from Chicago, led by lead singer Sam Cooke.
I am standing on the Jordan, gazing across life's storm, hallelujah now, now it's done. Oh yes, tell me how far am I from Canaan? Lord, how far am I from Canaan? Well, the angels sing and the doorbell ringing in glory. Lord, how far am I from Canaan? Lord, over there we'll
over there, we shout, trouble's over. Well, while angels sing and doorbell ring and glory, Lord, I fall from my from Canaan. Lord, up there I'll meet my mother. Lord, up there I'll meet my mother. Well, while angels sing and doorbell ring and glory, Lord, I fall from my from Canaan. Lord, when I get on home, my Savior, I don't well, I shout, God knows I'm gonna dwell. Shout, hey, Lord, God knows I wanna know I fall from I from Canaan.
Beginning in the 1940s and continuing for more than three decades, Reverend Brewster's home and church in Memphis became a way station for some of the top names in gospel. Chicago gospel publisher Kenneth Morris said he would go to Memphis every year, and there would always be a new crop of songs. Singers black and white, publishers of gospel songs flocked to his home to get the new songs that Brewster would compose. They all came, the Soul Stirrers, Robert Anderson, J. Robert Bradley, among the white singers, the Happy Goodman Brothers. And Reverend Brewster related that on several occasions he looked out from his pulpit and there was Elvis Presley sitting in his congregation. His music pulled them from all corners of the sacred and secular communities. Also making the trek was Clara Ward and the Ward Singers from Philadelphia. One former member of the Ward Singers who visited Memphis was the dynamic soprano Marion Williams.
He was one fine minister, and he could preach. He was a preacher. He really knew the scriptures, and if you have heard his songs, you know that he was deep into the Word of God. And he told me that when he wrote "Surely God Is Able," he thought about me. He could see me running down aisles singing, "Surely, surely." And he wrote that song, he said, because he knew I could sing that song.
Surely.
We all can know that
Surely God is Able. As interpreted by the Clara Ward Singers, this song reveals Brewster's handling of biblical texts. You get a stream of biblical heroes and Marion Williams' wonderful extrapolation at the end. The Ward Singers were important figures in the development of gospel from the late 40s through the early 60s. Brewster said when he first heard Clara Ward in performance, she had a fire and power that was electric. Their collaboration as singer and composer was a wonderful match. For a while, most of the Ward Singer hits were Brewster compositions, none greater than her performance of his Let Us All Go Back to the Old Landmark. Brewster found a way to spin off a story by creating couplets that never seemed to end, and he set them in a call-and-response pattern that struck a deep resonant chord within the Black gospel church. Clara Ward Singers in their recording of William Herbert Brewster's Let Us All Go Back to the Old Landmark. Reverend Brewster was a Memphis institution. He arrived in 1925 to start a seminary for the National Baptist Convention, USA. The Memphis school did not materialize. He met stiff resistance from certain segments of the white power structure who did not want to see the new school. The young Brewster was discouraged but refused to let racism stop him from teaching. From the 1930s, he operated a seminary in the basement of his church. When Brewster talked about his life, he repeatedly referenced struggle. He always saw his songs as being a part of his worship, a part of his sermonizing, a part of his needing to make a social resistance statement in the community of Memphis, Tennessee.
I've had the people in my town to call our choir together and say that so-and-so Brewster think he's important. I said, what the heck you think? I am important. I'm a human being. I had all kind of things happen to stop me. But here I am. not taking back a word. This is what this song means. My soul. I can't see it with my natural eye. I was born a boy in a log cabin with a dirt floor and slept on the floor in the winter time. There have been winters when I went all the winter with no shoes on my feet. Didn't even catch a cold. And when I look back and wonder how I got over. And after I got a car, wonder one of the hardest winters I've ever had.
I'm going to wear a diadem in the New Jerusalem. It was through Brewster's songs I learned the word diadem and understood it to be a crown. How I Got Over, performed by Aretha Franklin in that special 1972 collaboration with James Cleveland and the Southern California Community Choir. Reverend Brewster took his special brand of ministry and theater to radio. Anna Lois Brooks.
When you would turn on your radio, the first thing you would hear would be music and the choir singing Camp Meeting Tonight, Camp Meeting on the Old Campground. Then you would hear Miss Ella Clark Williams, and she would say, "This is the Old Camp Meeting of the Air." And then she would bring on Dr. Brewster, and you would hear this rich baritone voice.
Among my most cherished and precious memories are those of my childhood when, as a boy on the farm, I was often awakened by the shouts of an angel mother. I would look up into her face with astonishment to see it literally bathed in tears and at the same time wreathed in smiles. Yes. She was often laughing and crying all at the same time. And then I would hear her say, "I'm so glad I've got good religion.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm so glad.
So glad I could live.
So glad.
So glad.
Out in my heart,
oh,
it's in my heart. Well, it's in my heart.
God, good religion, feet been taken out to marry.
One day, I went out to pray.
You know, my feet
been taken out to marry.
I met old Satan on my way.
You know, my feet
been taken out to marry.
Just made him out of line, kept on my way.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We're running.
We're running.
Hey, hey,
we're running.
We're running.
Oh,
we're running.
We're running. We're running. We're running. We're running. We've been taken out the Mary Clay.
My hand got stuck to the gospel plow.
The
I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
You know my feet
been taken out the marry
clay. In my hand.
In my hand.
Oh,
in my hand.
Oh, it's in my hand.
In my hand.
Well, it's in my hand.
In my hand. The God's religion. My feet been taken out the marry
clay. Not ashamed.
Not ashamed.
Oh, not ashamed.
Not ashamed.
Out
the Mary
Clay. You know my feet
been taken out the Mary Clay.
You know my feet
been taken out the Mary Clay. The Memphis Brewster Ayers and So Glad I Got Good Religion. The broadcast, the Old Camp Meeting of the Air, gave Brewster a format for his eloquent sermons and for the power of black singing. And one of the leading singers who was introduced to a wider audience through that broadcast lived in the community of East Trigg Baptist Church. Her name was Queen C. Anderson, and Brooksy Lee had the opportunity to accompany her for many years.
Queen C. Anderson was known as the Queen of the South as far as gospel music. She was a dynamic singer with a very rich voice. And Queen C. Anderson was one of the greatest singers that you ever heard. And she died really young. She was 45 when she died. And that was in 1959. But she was the mover of that broadcast. Now, and she had a great memory. He could write a song for the 11 o'clock worship and give it to Miss Anderson Saturday night. I mean, teach it to her. And Mrs. Anderson would know that song Sunday morning. And you know how long the verses, 4 and 5 verses, she would have the whole song.
All the questions of all the ages, all the problems of the world. Ancient time to daily pages where every nation's flags unfurl, we'll find their died God, eternal truth that saves and frees us and lifts us up from error's side. Yes, Jesus is.
Jesus is.
Perfect answer.
He's the perfect answer.
Give him the key.
Give him the key.
Quincy Anderson leads the broadcast singers in Brewster's Jesus, the Perfect Answer. Whether Brewster's songs were composed for his radio show, his church service, or his plays, his lyrics always made you sit up and listen. Horace Clarence Boyer.
And Move On Up a Little Higher, this is the way he wrote it. Move on up a little higher. Abraham and Isaac. Move on up a little higher. Meet with old man Daniel. Move on up a little higher. Meet with the Hebrew children. Now listen, you'll notice I'm playing the same thing. Is actually called a vamp. It's a theater term which means a small body of music which is played over and over and over until the performer has changed costumes and is ready to come out and begin the song again. And because you're playing this same body of material over and over and over, they can come in at any point.
Higher came from. You know, I was in the civil rights movement before Martin Luther King started. And we had a terrible fight. Some of us were beaten down with pipes. I've been in that. Well, I've got to give, I don't want to wait till I get to heaven to be safe walking streets. I don't want to have to go through the Golden Gate to not to be in danger coming out of my own yard gate. There were many things that I could not say, but I could sing it. You know, a song is something powerful. And protest, it was a protest song. It's a way I've had of protesting. I would have outdoor marches and baptizings on the outside, great big baptizings, and I would get these songs, or that song. I wanted to teach my people, you're doing pretty good to make a little money, but just spend it. You got to get up a little higher than that. Boy, you got a good job. And going around saying to work all the summer and work all the fall and then end up with a power overhaul. You got to move up higher than that. A shotgun house is good when you can't do any better. But you can get your home. That brings you up a little higher.
tell my story. I've been coming up the hills and mountains, go drink from the Christian fountain. You know all about sons and daughters that morning. Now we'll drink that old healing water, and we're gonna live on forever.
Jackson's Move On Up A Little Higher, recorded in the late 40s, became a gospel music icon. Thomas Andrew Dorsey, in a 1961 interview, recalled the impact this recording had on gospel music in general and on the development of Mahalia Jackson's career.
Yes, it sold a million, they tell me. And a Move On Up A Little Higher, it's a thing that came in at the right time. Move On Up A Little Higher. Everybody was looking for something better, and I suppose higher. But I think the style in which Mahalia did the song is the thing that sold it. And if the record serves me right, this was more of an experimental record than it was to be a hit. But the thing turned out to be a hit.
When I began to document the history of gospel music composers for the Smithsonian Institution, I knew that the Reverend William Herbert Brewster would be one in the number. And in 1983, there was a national conference on Reverend William Herbert Brewster and his compositional legacy at the American History Museum in Washington, D.C. It gave me the opportunity to introduce the Brewster of my childhood and the Brewster I had discovered through my research to the ensemble I performed with, Sweet Honey in the Rock. And the title song of our first sacred music recording was Brewster's Feel Something Drawing Me On.
We are nearing the shores of that fair Canaan land, where peace and joy hold full dominion grand, where everyone is so happy and as sweet as a bird, where no sobbing, oh, sighing, or complaints are ever heard. Oh, yes, I feel
something drawing.
I feel it pulling. I know it's urging. Oh, yes,
I never heard of a city like the New Jerusalem, and we learned the cities of the biblical world. He wrote Leaning and Depending on the Lord, and we learned another way of saying how we were doing that day. He wrote Lord, I Tried, and articulated the fact that what we have to do in our lives is try, and we do not have to ever reach perfection. He did not get credit for the two first $1 million sellers, Move On Up a Little Higher and Surely God Is Able, and he responded by writing another hit, Climbing Higher and Higher. And when things got stormy in his life, he said, peace be still. His name was Reverend William Herbert Brewster, and he found a way through the gospel songs he created to celebrate African American life and culture.
Why don't you wait in the water? Why don't you wait in the water?
William Herbert Brewster, eloquent poet of gospel. This has been part of the Wade in the Water series produced by National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution. The senior producer is Judy Moore Latta, associate producer Sonia Williams, technical director Renee Pringle, Production staff includes Beverly Oliver, Joseph Gill, Dakia Simmons, and Tawan Mercer. Special thanks to Wayne Shirley and NPR member stations WPLN, WHYY, WGBH, and the Smithsonian Program in African American Culture. The executive producer is Sandra Ratley. I'm conceptual producer Bernice Johnson Regan.
You know my God's going to trouble the world.
Major funding for Wade in the Water, African American Sacred Music Traditions, was provided by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Additional support was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Catholic Communication Campaign, a parishioner-funded program that gets the good news around. This is NPR, National Public Radio.